Some 3,000 party supporters waved red and green PTI party flags from their cars, beat drums, and shouted their support of the cricket star-turned-politician as he led the so-called peace march into the impoverished west of the country and towards South Waziristan tribal district along the Afghan border. Khan had shrugged off warnings of violence before the convoy left the capital, Islamabad. But VOA's Ayaz Gul reports tensions were high on the slow-moving 8-hour car journey to Khan's hometown of Mianwali near Pakistan's tribal areas.
One could see that Imran Khan himself was pretty nervous because he was rarely stepping out of his vehicle, even though this convoy was moving at a very slow pace.
Analysts said earlier the march was a way of Khan trying to gain political capital as the country readies for national elections in 2013. Reporter Gul says the march may have been a turning point for Khan, who will be vying for power in the upcoming vote.
This is going to bring a lot of attraction to Pakistan, to his political parties, both locally and internationally. And that's what is going to help raise his political profile.
Khan, whose PTI party is most popular with the youth of Pakistan, supports talking with the Taliban. He told VOA before he left that the CIA-coordinated strikes targeting militants were counterproductive. He said they kill and terrorize innocent civilians, feeding into growing anti-American sentiment in Pakistan and creating new fighters as a result.
If you cause human damage, these people will seek revenge and then the militants will increase.
Some 30 U.S. peace activists with the anti-war group Code Pink joined the march. Activist leader Medea Washington told VOA they were trying to show Pakistan that not all Americans agreed with the drone policy.
We want to show the Pakistani people that there are Americans who are totally opposed to this policy of drone warfare and whose hearts go out to the families who have lost innocent loved ones. And we want to put pressure on our own government.
The so-called peace march was to stop overnight in the northwestern town of Dera Ismail Khan before heading toward the South Waziristan tribal district on Sunday. Meanwhile, Pakistan Interior Minister Rehman Malik was in Washington to discuss, among other topics, the issue of drones, which Pakistan considers illegal and a violation of its sovereignty. Washington insists the strikes are an effective weapon against militants operating in Pakistan's northwest. Sharon Bain, VOA News, Islamabad.